the vaccine goes directly into your tissues. So as far as your immune system is concerned, there's something coming into the muscle that's extremely toxic and we don't understand what it is. It's really especially important, in my opinion, is that they have disguised it to be, it's a stealth entry of a virus into the muscle. And the way they do that is because they've reconfigured the messenger RNA. So the vaccine contains the sequence, the messenger RNA sequence that codes for the spike protein. The spike protein is the most toxic part of the virus. And so that sequence that's in the vaccine is very different from the sequence that's in the virus. Even though it codes for almost the same protein, there's also a manipulation, a genetic mutation that has impact as well, but it produces the same protein with a different DNA sequence or RNA sequence. And they've especially designed it to optimize it to be, first of all, they've changed all the uridines into methyl pseudouridines, which makes it very resistant to being broken down. They've packaged it up with this polyethylene glycol, which kind of glues it in so that the enzymes can't get at it. So the whole thing with RNA was, as they were developing this technology, they were concerned that the RNA would just get broken down so quickly that it would never get around to making protein, in which case the immune cells would never see that protein and you'd never get antibodies. So in order for the vaccine to work, the RNA has to be really sturdy. And the other thing is it has to be stealth. And what I mean by that is that they have configured the RNA to look like a human RNA molecule rather than a virus mRNA molecule. The two are different. The cells can tell the difference. So when they see an RNA came in that is a virus RNA, they say, oh my God, alarm bells. And they send out signals, say, help me. And that gets the immune response going right away to shut down that cell, to keep it from making viruses out of that RNA. That process is completely bypassed by the vaccine because of this humanizing of the RNA that they did. Very clever. And as a consequence, the cell doesn't know it's been hit. The RNA comes in, there's lots of it. It starts making spike protein. They've engineered it. They've done what's called codon optimization to make the spike protein even faster than the virus makes it. And to make it uncontrollably without ever being able to, very hard to get it to shut down. So normally an RNA molecule is produced, it starts making protein, there's regulatory processes that come in, it shuts down, and then it gets degraded, you know? And so all of those processes have been interfered with this vaccine, such that the cell is stuck with this RNA, can't do anything but keep making spike protein.